Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media here in the state of Wisconsin. Happy Monday, Brian. How you doing, big guy?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm full of magic and wonder. I love that, every now and then on, and pretty much every week in January, there's just a day off for the kids that week. Now, I get you. You know, you got the different holidays and presidents and Martin Luther King Day, and totally, I am all for all that. That's totally fine. But there's, like, also reality where, like, you know, there's Amy and I never get off. Like, Amy and I, like, we're part of like in the management level, so neither of us have the day off ever, really. Like, not like on a regular like situation is my point. And that's totally fine. That's what we signed up for. I'm not complaining about that. My point is that the kids, when they have a day off, they're like, well, good luck with that. Have a good day. Because our children's education schedule and the way that their timing works and how their day is structured is still based on a model from 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. When everybody was farming part-time and they had more children so they could have more workers, or at least more of them would survive. That's what the mentality was.
A little outdated of a system, yeah.
Which, again, I don't fault the people back then for making that system, because that's the best thing. They came together and said, hey, our circumstances are such that we really need these kids back so we can use them to work while the day is still light out. And we were like, yeah, that's a really good idea. Let's all come together and do that. And it's just the way that's just – and now you have two family members that work different times. It's just – anyway.
Folks, this is a really long end around to get to. Brian's in the broadcast bunker 3.4. I forget what we numbered it, but –
I'm at home.
You're holding down the fort at home. I'm here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Anyway. Yeah, it's okay. There's more versions of it. It's like one of those apps you got to keep updating. But you're in the remote bunker today, but I'm broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's Near West Side on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. You're also listening to the program on the Shaw in Waukesha and around the state on various civic media radio stations. If you want to learn more about civic media and what we're up to around the state of Wisconsin, go to the website, civicmedia.us. We'll talk a little later in the show about something real cool you can keep an eye on the Civic Media website. We'll also talk about some anniversaries going on here around this past weekend. We had a couple of anniversaries, Brian, so going to discuss those. But we're going to start the show where there's been a lot of...
We already started there, thinking about 100 years ago the same way that you thought 100 years ago, which is backwards and maybe a little bit, I don't know,
antiquated.
Non-inclusive.
Yeah, it's a little antiquated. Yeah. And you wanted to start, and specifically with something that we kicked around with quite humor, joking about the made-up resume of George Santos last week, discussing how he lied, basically. He lied about a lot of the aspects of his resume.
He's a complete fraud.
We were having fun with it.
And a total liar.
Yes, but we were having fun with it, making up other things that could have been on his resume. Maybe, who knows? And you've kind of taken on a different aspect of this resume now, and your social media has kind of gotten some comments responding to it.
Well, there's a little bit of nuance here, guys, because one of the things that he lied about was being a drag queen in Brazil, which I think is awesome.
But unlike his other aspects of his resume, he lied about not being that. Not that he lied about doing it. So it was it wasn't something that he added to his resume, like attending NYU, even though he never attended NYU, things of that nature. He tried to remove that from his past rather than saying a fraudulent credential. He was trying to say, oh, no, that wasn't me that was a drag queen in Brazil.
Yeah. Now, again, I think that's one of the things that you might highlight of him and say, you know what, I am, and hooray, give it, that's something that you can own and probably gain some, you know, traction with. But again, right now, people are using that as an excuse for a bunch of extra hate towards people who are different than you. And by the way, I don't want to conflate this because the entire right has conflated it. Drag queens are not transgender.
No.
That's why they are drag queens.
Yeah, but drag is a performance.
If you don't know the difference, I encourage you to find out the difference.
Absolutely. And so here on Dueling Tangents, we discuss a lot of the times the fomented right-wing outrage that is misdirected in a lot of places because it is better than talking about how they have no plans for actually governing. Things like conflating a consumer protection report that say there are some maybe harms to gas stoves in your house, that there could be some adverse side effects that were not originally studied, but now that we have studies on them, we should just be aware and start to phase them out from future homes. Not that Joe Biden's coming to steal your gas stoves or take them away from you. Or outrage towards Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head no longer being sold as separate toys in a toy aisle, but instead just the Potato Head toy, and you can have all of the parts, and kids can have as much fun as they want with those pieces of the Hasbro toy Potato Head, or of Dr. Seuss, and the outrage that was manufactured surrounding that, Brian. But when the Republican Party and conservative-minded individuals, or people that claim to be conservative-minded, start to target the LGBT community and transgender individuals, and like you said, conflate it with individuals performing in drag, it is something that needs to be discussed and called out because that is hurtful to the community. Yeah. Mr. Potato Head isn't gonna see any harm, but the LGBT community has adverse effects from this rhetoric that is put out and the conflation and the bigotry that is then targeted towards members of those communities because of things like this.
Yeah, I don't understand how many people care so much about somebody else's genitals and what they're wearing. And most of the people that have a problem with somebody's genitals or what they're wearing are ones who are crying freedom, freedom, and have flags on them. So that's why I think those people are jokes, because most of them just have flags and yell freedom. But all they want to do is limit the rights and abilities of others to be themselves.
Yes. And this,
I think that's crap.
Over the weekend, there was a story in the New York Times, Brian. And this story touches on reporting that was done here in the state of Wisconsin. And again, this is talking about the real world consequences of this rhetoric that gets put out into right-wing media ecosystems and then gets conflated to things that boil over, like in Kiel, Wisconsin.
Hey, by the way, Kiel, Wisconsin is now within our listenership. How you doing, everybody in Kiel, Wisconsin? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We just came on the air in Green Bay.
Last week.
We are also in Oshkosh. You can get us an 1100 or 1590 out there. And we are now within listening distance of people in Kiel. This is nice. They might be getting a little bit of education for the first time in years on the radio. Congratulations, Kiel. Anyway, please, move on.
Welcome to the Civic Media family is what Brian's trying to let you know, Kiel. But the real-world consequences, like in Colorado, when a gunman showed up to a drag event in Colorado Springs and committed a mass shooting. These are the real... The city of Kiel, the town of Kiel, was shut down for a holiday weekend because of bomb threats coming in from around the nation after the parents of aggrieved students couldn't, like, were so upset that their kids were being investigated through a Title IX investigation for refusing to use another student's preferred pronouns to the point where it equated bullying, and that investigation needed to be opened up. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty saw that case and knew that it would be something that they could take to the right-wing echo chamber, and foment this outrage, this manufactured outrage about the LGBT community and transgender students. And it is something that time and time again gets referred to as a wedge issue, or the different aspect that they use for these culture wars, Brian, is so infuriating. And the fact that this just continues to happen and gets looped into this right-wing outrage, and they can continue to get away with acting like this is a problem that is not a problem, is just so infuriating. And so there was the story over at the New York Times, Brian, that headlined over the weekend, drumming up more of this feigned outrage, because that's what it is. It is acting like there is a problem without a problem being there. And the headline was, "When students change gender identity and parents don't know." And Brian, this goes back to something we've talked about, why it is important for school districts to be able to have teachers and have these conversations, because the training for the teachers and the educators is important. And sometimes students only find support in a classroom. They do not have a supportive home, and they cannot talk about these problems at home. And so now the New York Times is acting like educators around the country being trained how to be able to communicate these issues with their students and have those conversations is the problem, when in fact, just being able to have the accepting society that I think a lot of us at the end of the day, Brian, want to strive towards. That's what we're trying to do here at Civic Media. We're trying to have these conversations and have these dialogues. But then you have bad actors like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. And the piece was referenced in the New York Times, but more of that right-wing culture war that is being waged against transgender students and the LGBT community here in Wisconsin and around the country is just continuing. So yes, it is really easy to overlook the gas stove rhetoric, the, "Oh my gosh, Brian, all M&Ms are female now," that stuff, that's really easy to overlook and joke about. But this stuff, this is serious stuff that we need to be having these conversations and going around what the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and other conservatives want to make the rhetoric be. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to continue the conversation. 844-967-2789. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening to us around the state of Wisconsin through Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing at Civic Media, go to the website, civicmedia.us. You can learn more about a really fun thing that we're doing here in the month of January, Brian. This Thursday, it's coming up fast. How is it already the
20th? It's coming up really fast.
Yeah, how is it the 23rd of January already? But this Thursday, January 26th, beginning at 9 a.m., Civic Media is going to be celebrating our brand new yet still growing radio network with the $1 million advertising giveaway. We're going to be giving away $1 million of advertising to local businesses here in the state of Wisconsin. If you want to learn more, if free advertising sounds like something your business may be interested in, go to the website, civicmedia.us. You can see at the top of the page, there is a banner where you can learn more. That portal, again, opens 9 a.m. on Thursday, one day only. So you're going to want to set a reminder for Thursday morning to go to the website, sign up, let them know that Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian sent you. And you can work with our awesome sales team with a portion of that $1 million of advertising.
Make sure you use the Dueling Tangents as the people that sent you, because we will be put on a rack and destroyed and killed otherwise.
He's not joking, folks. I laugh because I would cry otherwise.
Either that or I have to shoot a dog, and that's just not something I'm going to do. So it's just, That's a callback, everybody. I'm a fan of National Lampoon's. They had an entire magazine cover that said, buy this magazine or we'll kill this dog. It's really awesome. Anyway.
But yes, you can learn more at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can also use the URL, civicmedia.us/million. And that's Thursday, January 26th, beginning at 9 a.m. But Brian, this reporting over at the New York Times referenced these events here in Wisconsin. I would be remiss if I did not mention how this came onto my radar over the weekend. An excellent...
Now it relates to Wisconsin, too.
Yes. Well, as our friend of the show, Dan Schaefer, likes to say, there's always a Wisconsin connection. No matter what we're talking about, there's always a Wisconsin connection if you dig further enough. So,
well, when there's fascism or some sort of thing... My fun thing was whenever there was like a new Russian... interloper in the Mueller report, mm-hmm. to Google them next to Scott Walker.
And there was always a photo. A
connection there. It was really funny. Anyway, keep going, please.
Yes. But a reporter over at WisconsinWatch.org, Phoebe Petrovic, she put up together a thread referencing this New York Times article and then all of the work that Wisconsin Watch has done to show that there is a lot of it's not performative, but it is kind of performative. They're manufacturing this crisis of anti-trans rhetoric. They want to make it seem like there is a more of a problem. Well, and by they, I mean certain actors in Wisconsin want to make this seem like it is a bigger problem than it is. Specifically, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, but that's the local connection, the Will connection that a lot of listeners out there may be familiar with, or some may not be as familiar with.
If you want to know where the outrage came from and how people were inspired across the country to go and call in bomb threats to shut down the city of Keele, Wisconsin, now finally within our broadcast range, now literally, you can look no further than the workings of WILL, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. And fun fact, a lot of the horrible things that happen around the state, you know, they have a nice tie-in for a lot of that. They're the ones who say, hey, can we step up and be the jerks in this situation? We would like to do that. Can we do that? That's usually what Will does. And that's, you know, Law and Liberty, I guess, is their freedom to go and be jerks no matter what the case, no matter what the decision, no matter what the price of freedom, right?
Yeah, again, as we've referenced here on Dueling Tangents, that overarching freedom call that... They really mean freedom for them and not for others. And their definition of freedom is not as universal, I would say, as some would like to think.
Think of John Cena's character, Peacemaker. You know, he cares about peace and freedom so much that he will go and kill anyone to get it.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic there.
Good stuff.
But there's an excellent article written up by Phoebe Petrovic over at Wisconsin Art, WisconsinWatch.org, Anti-LGBTQ Rhetoric Roils Wisconsin Providing Political Fuel for the Right. The, quote, parental rights movement is upending school board races, leading to book banning, and a growing sense of dread among the small number of children who are gay or transgender. It's a really interesting footer to add to the story. Because that is the in-lieu effect of what this rhetoric and what these lawsuits and what these organizations like Will are doing here in the state of Wisconsin. And again, Brian, it is a lot of things are going to be thrown out over these next 2 years. We are not going to see a whole lot of governing by the Republicans in control of the House of Representatives. It is going to be very little done here in the state of Wisconsin. We have a near $7 billion surplus that could be invested and transform the state of Wisconsin, deliver for our residents. But we are going to see a lot of this kind of rhetoric. We already saw it with the banning of the ban on conversion therapy. We are going to continue to see things like this here in 2023. And if we do not call it out when we see it, we are contributing to the problem, in my opinion.
Yeah, so don't let George Santos be a thing to go and jump on drag queens and then conflate it with transgender people. Don't go and take their BS and go and think that, oh my goodness, transgender people, the worst thing ever. It's going to take over the world and everything. Because I want to remind everybody, Has anybody, what was the negative, horrible consequences of any of this? Did they, remind me again, there was a horrible tragedy they reported on the top of the hour. What was the news thing? It's all over the news right now. Like, what's the thing?
Another mass shooting.
Oh, another mass shooting. Huh. Okay, I'm glad we're really mad about the trans stuff. We're really, way to go, people. Good way to prioritize stuff. Why do you care so much about other people's genitals that you're willing to kill other people for it and then ignore the actual problem in front of your stupid faces?
We're going to continue the conversation. Jump to another couple tangents as well as your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian. If you want to join the conversation, share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. I want to say a shout out to Chris and Brian as well. It was a really entertaining 12 o'clock hour that I was listening to of Asgos, Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Network. Climate-nomics, as her first guest of the 12 o'clock hour discussed, as well as the implications of what a flat tax would mean, something you and I have talked about on these airwaves as well, yeah. Brian. So yeah. If you haven't checked out Asgos, Wisconsin, go do so, because Kristen and Jane throw together a terrific show. Well, they plan together a terrific show. You and I, we throw together terrific shows all the time.
You know what? There's different ways of expressing yourselves here at Civic Media, and there's certain reasons why people have 3 hours and other people have 1 hour, and that's totally fine and happy. For those involved.
Oh, I don't envy a three-hour show one bit. So, No.
By the way, I just got a shout-out to Kristen and her husband. I had a wonderful pleasure of hanging out with him this weekend. Kind of an impromptu drinking evening. I had a nice evening, played some pool, and we made some jokes with each other. It was great.
There you go.
And I saw the cutest puppy. Oh, my God. It was a dachshund puppy whose ears were bigger than its face. And it was handed to me, and it just licked my face, and it all of the problems that I had
just
were gone.
Disappear, yeah. Dogs have a way of doing that. And I did have a little bit of FOMO.
Licked my fears away.
I had a little bit of FOMO because you were texting me updates and photos of this said puppy, and I was like, oh, I'm not there. And then I realized I don't want to be there right now. I'm about to go to bed because I'm tired. It's been a long week, and so I just passed out.
And that was the best part, is that it, like, I self-edited. Like, it was just like, and my body just went, no, dude. And I went, great, I'm going to have one burrito, not 15, and I'm going to have water and then go to bed at a reasonable time.
There you go.
And then I was a human being the next day. It was a very reasonable evening altogether, and I'm pretty sure that nobody is even remotely excited about hearing about it, because I normally would have stories like, yeah, and then I threw the pool table, and then Xena Warrior Princess came out, and we had a sword fight.
Nothing like that this weekend.
I'll tell you about that later.
That's a tangent for a different day.
That's true.
But, Brian, so manufactured outrage, like we've been discussing, that the right is trying to foment these culture wars against
genitalia fear. The fear of genitalia.
Just the fear of, I think, not understanding, just not knowing in a lot of cases, because the obsession that some people have on the right to worry about these issues that are not issues. Just if
or find the most vulnerable people in any given society.
Right. It should not be
on them
an issue.
as the people who we should crap on. It's all their fault.
Targeting the most vulnerable members of society is a problem. It should not be a problem because we should not be targeting those individuals, but the reason that a lot of these organizations, like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, can get away with what they do and the really awful lawsuits and dark money think tanks, all that stuff, is because 13 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that money equals free speech, Brian.
Yeah.
And that Citizens was one of the anniversaries.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's one of the anniversaries that we're going to be celebrating from this past weekend, and we're going to discuss on today's show. And our friend of the show, Matt Rothschild, over at Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, wrote up an interesting piece about the 13th anniversary of Citizens United that was marked this past Saturday, Brian.
Can I skip forward ahead? Because we know about Citizens United. It's the ability for corporations to, you know, just pour money into, you know, campaigns.
Well, it's their speech.
As long as they don't coordinate in a certain way. But I want to skip towards the bottom here. How Wisconsin is just a unique and wonderful cesspool for this kind of dark money. Why I'm sure other states have other stupid organizations like Will that do stupid things.
Well,
like, we want...
During the pandemic, Will started outsourcing. They were representing bars in Tennessee, suing over COVID mandates. And Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty was really trying to branch out from just Wisconsin, it sounded like.
Now, why would people want to route all this money through Wisconsin? I mean, wouldn't it be better to just route the hate through some southern state or some Tennessee, or like Texas would be great. You could just do, I mean, you can kind of do anything there. Florida is great right now for that type of legislation. All I'm saying is, why is it Wisconsin that is uniquely able to go and be the mouthpiece and have all the power and all the money flowing through it so that all of our horrible organizations are at the forefront of all the crap that is being spewed out into, like, it's perfect. It's not just, I think it's because we're centrally located, and if we spew up towards Canada, it does a nice coverage of sewage over the United States. But in reality, I'm going to skip down the piece here from what Matthew Rothschild wrote this weekend. You can check it out at wisdc.org. Here in Wisconsin, we can see the nasty consequences of Citizens United. In 2010, outside spending in our fall elections for governor and the legislature and other non-federal races came to just under $20 million. Last year, it soared to over $90 million, with a lot of this money coming from out of state. Outside spending, blessed by Citizens United, make a mockery of the ideal that we all have an equal voice in our democracy, and the money that comes from out of state undercuts the ideal of self-governance. Now, the problem of big and dark money in our politics in Wisconsin got worse in 2015 when the Republican-dominated state legislature, thanks largely to gerrymandering, rewrote our campaign finance law.
Oh.
This new law, signed by Scott Walker, tore down the de facto $10,000 limit on how much individuals or corporations or whoever could give to those political parties. So now billionaires from across the country are writing enormous checks to the Republican Democratic parties here. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? You want to go and wonder why, like, Ben Wickler is able to go and get every celebrity in the entire world to go and come to Wisconsin. It's not just because Mark Ruffalo is from Kenosha. It's not just that. It's because you can funnel as much money as you want
to the state political
parties. Through Wisconsin.
Yeah, through Wisconsin.
To state political parties.
Yeah.
It's amazing that Wisconsin is so unique that we have passed some crappy laws to allow for cesspools of money to come here.
So yeah, it's not just that Citizens United was a bad Supreme Court decision. The Republican Party of Wisconsin in 2015 with then-Governor Scott Walker signed off on changing the campaign finance laws to make it even easier to pump in dark money into the state. And yes, we are uniquely a cesspool for that, Brian. And I honestly don't know how many more states have something like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. I'm sure they exist out there, but... To the best of my knowledge, we are unique in that case as well. Yeah, nobody has something like that propped up by the Dark Money Bradley Foundation in a lot of instances out of Milwaukee. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is kind of special, leading the pack in those terrible lawsuits and trying to wage the culture war here in Wisconsin and around the country.
Normally people pull weeds out of the garden, but instead they decided to give those weeds a whole bunch of love and care, and now they've taken over the entire state of Wisconsin. The best part is that I don't, like, our cheese manufacturing, I think we're going to lose hold of cheese, but our dark money manufacturing is going to be great. And by the way, don't think that they aren't taking advantage of the manufacturing agriculture tax credit, because if a, you know, if a hedge fund can do it, anyone can do it. I'm pretty sure that they're going to figure out how to get probably some sweet federal cash injected in too. Why not? It's dark money. Who cares?
Ron Johnson's family foundation uses, I believe, the manufacturing agriculture, one of those tax credits passed by Republicans, if not that one specifically.
You know, people say that like the NBA players want to play in Florida because of the, you know, no income tax and stuff. But if they just learn how, like if NBA players learn how to be political, you could get an NBA team of all the political actors here, because they would hide all their money and then run it through super PACs and get so much. My goodness, there isn't. Giannis, give us a call. We will triple your salary within a year just through political donations alone, my friend. My goodness, like, yeah, this is an amazing time to live in Wisconsin, guys.
It amazing, depending on how you frame that word, amazing, Brian. But let's head over to the phone lines. We've got our friend Dick and Madison calling in. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Well, you just hit on it, because that wonderful 2011 year, there's another anniversary coming up real shortly. And it was a horrible year for me, because in March of that year, I lost a close friend. But Act 10 was also signed that year, coming up next month. So wasn't that a nice month, or a nice first quarter of a year in 2011?
Dick, I have to tell you that statistically, most of the Republican actions will all take place in the first quarter of any given year, because they do tend to take the rest of the year off.
Yeah, that's true. The other one was 2010 that you're speaking of, correct?
Correct, yeah. So yours will be the 12-year anniversary of Act 10, and will be coming up next month. But this past weekend... Go ahead, Dick.
That's another fine one that Wisconsin should be really proud of, don't you think, guys?
So I think we should really stop when we say we want you guys to do something, because statistically, the things that they have acted on have been really bad and really not good and not thought well out. They thought well out as far as like money for them and that type of thing. But yeah.
Well, they got those maps done first so they could insulate themselves and not have to be beholden to, you know, actual accountability by the voters. We appreciate
the time the voters get in on this actual, like, fight, the entire war will be mostly over.
Robin Voss's grandkids will be overseeing his assembly maps at that point, right? That's the way he sees it.
He just has his grandchildren to harvest their souls so he can live longer.
We appreciate the phone call, Dick. You can be like Dick.
That's what George Santos told me. I'm sorry.
Or you can be like Bill in Oconomowoc calling in. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Great topic. So, you know, Citizens United, if nobody figured it out, and most people have, the name is really ironic. Citizens United? No, it should be Corporations United. But to show how they had to disguise a bill unless people read it, it sounds like a good bill, Citizens United. What could go wrong with a bill called Citizens United? Just about everything if you're Scott Walker. And Scott Walker was the leader ever as a governor to do things behind closed doors, to do things behind people's back. And then once it happened, and he really left a cherry on the sundae with Foxconn. So thanks, guys, for bringing all this to light. I think people really have to realize the impact of what Citizens United cost our state and other states. Thanks so much for the job you do. I'll hang up.
Appreciate you, Bill. And yeah, it's very similar to how, you know, Citizens United not very much de-unifying the country with the dark money that's spent on politics, but also the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The Institute for Law and Liberty, when they were the ones suing, saying you local health departments cannot force individuals to wear masks during a pandemic, even though those counties had the legal authority, you know, through the laws, but they're still there on the front line suing.
Americans Defending Freedom, or whatever the name of ADF is.
The anti-trans organization referenced in the New York Times article that we were discussing earlier.
Defensive freedom of not you to be yourself. The freedom for you to be limited by someone else's stupid beliefs. Great.
But again, because money equals speech, these organizations that come up with glossy names can get checks written to them without us knowing who's contributing, and they can continue to do that same work of not unifying the country.
Do you want to know what the results of this? This is so that Robin Voss and Devin Lemahieu can hear the public outrage and ask for every single witness, hundreds and hundreds of witnesses, to change the maps, and they can look at the people right in the face and ignore them because they have the power to do so.
And we're going to talk about another anniversary and the organizing power that could potentially overcome these hurdles that we're discussing. Coming up in the next segment, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. Share a tangent with us. Call or text. Body safe to show. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the program across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing at Civic Media, head over to the website. You can also follow us on Twitter at Civic Media US. You can follow the show there as well at Dueling Tangents. And Brian, over the weekend, we had another anniversary. I believe yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision that was overturned last year by an activist United States Supreme Court, throwing out 49 years of legal precedent with the Dobbs decision and throwing states like Wisconsin into legal chaos because it's not really clear what the law of the land is. The state go ahead.
Oh, I can tell you that the right seems to care not just about genitals, but other body parts as well on the internal side.
Yes. Just regulating things when they claim to be small government, but want to be very invasive when it comes to this specific issue.
No, I always think that the people who believe that government can't do anything are the same people who say that they should regulate genitals and uteruses. Maybe that's their disconnect there. Just throwing it out there. Anyway, what I can tell you is that the jerks at WILL, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, and the turds at the other organizations that like to go and spread hate throughout Wisconsin through the wonderful kind acts of Citizens United and all those folks, they could not, I guarantee you, they can muster hatred. They can muster jerks to go out to the polls and vote for hate. They can muster hatred to get people to go and send bomb threats or even actual bombs or even shoot up gay nightclubs and things like that. But I don't see them mustering the kind of support that would, I don't know, have thousands of people in the streets marching peacefully for what they wanted. No. And that's what happened this weekend.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened here in Madison yesterday with more than 1,000 protesters filling the state capitol on Sunday in the National Women's March that took place here in Madison. So this is, again, the Women's March, I believe the day after Donald Trump's inauguration back in 2017.
Yep.
Filled,
huge.
Yes, one of the largest events Washington, D.C. has seen in years, if not in history.
And that happened in multiple states, in multiple countries, at the same exact time.
Yes.
It's amazing.
In the subsequent years, the women's marches continued, either in D.C. or, again, in other states around the nation. And yesterday was the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, and women and men and children and people of all communities, Brian, more than 1,000 on a Sunday afternoon descended upon the Wisconsin
during football season in Wisconsin.
Man,
in cold, crappy weather football season in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think a lot of Wisconsinites believe football season's pretty much over, though, after the Green Bay Packers were eliminated. But yes, on a Sunday afternoon, cold Sunday afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin, more than 1,000 exercising their right to protest and really pushing for what a couple of weeks from now is going to be a very large indicator of where the movement will be for reproductive rights here in Wisconsin after the Wisconsin Supreme Court race that is on the ballot, with the primary next month in February and the general this spring in April. And so this is a large crowd, Brian. I don't know. Did you see any photos from the events? Or?
I saw some footage in the cursory footage that they kind of just, oh yeah, this happened. See you later.
Yeah, it's weird how I will admit I was not aware that this was planned for this past weekend, and so when I saw it yesterday, it was pretty moving to see the crowd size that was taking place at the Wisconsin Capitol and the event that was put on by these organizers.
The event was bumped down by the immediate news of a police chase ending in a crash, which they kept flashing back to.
That was what the local news preempt this event.
It was over and over again. There's a crash, and then a crash happened. Any new updates? No, but you keep cutting it back to me, so I keep telling you that there was a crash that happened, and we're here. I know you got to go and make those decisions on the fly sometimes, and I'll give. But every day, first our headlines, murders and shootings and murders. Oh yeah, some people marched or whatever, and then murders, and then shootings. No wonder people think that every day, all the time, something horrible is happening. Because if they don't have a murder, they'll go and reference the murder that they talked about last week, and how the investigation is going. It's everywhere, guys.
Yeah, and violent crime is trending downwards as well, but you wouldn't know that because, well, and the local news is telling you about more murders. But Brian,
thousands of people marching for their rights is not anything to talk about, but murders, yeah.
Well, this piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written up by Molly Beck, does include a little bit here about what the rally and what is on deck for reproductive rights here in Wisconsin. Molly Beck writes, the Wisconsin Supreme Court election on April 4th will likely resolve the debate and set the state's abortion policy going forward, putting the race under national scrutiny as liberals and conservatives battle for the control of the court that currently has a 4-3 conservative majority. And so Molly Beck goes on to allude to the other things that could change if the makeup of the court changes, but abortion, and as Dick mentioned, the anniversary of Act 10 is coming up, that could be revisited, and specifically as well, that we talk about here all the time, the gerrymandered maps that Wisconsin has been beholden to since Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald went behind closed doors in 2011, and with pinpoint precision decided to choose their voters and have a skeleton key to unchecked power here in the state of Wisconsin ever since.
Luckily, they're running a person who happened to get famous at the right time and a dude who wears a cape. So those are people to really, really rally behind.
Well, what it's going to be. Folks, you've been listening to a Monday edition of Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, you're going to want to go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. You can click on Dueling Tangents, see all the past shows, as well as you can learn more about the $1 million advertising giveaway taking place this Thursday, January 26th, beginning at 9 a.m. If you're signing up, let them know that Dueling Tangents sent you. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. I hear Brian may be making a trip to Madison.
I may. And then we're going to be covering the State of the State address live.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be going on tomorrow at 7 p.m. So you're going to want to listen to Civic Media all day tomorrow. Just set your timer to remind you, Dueling Tangents starts at 2, take you through the entire evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you all then.